Welcome back.
Bienvenue.
To help us understand this phenomenon will be none else
pour nous aider à comprendre ce phénomène, ce serait juste que
than the overseer of the Bride Assembly Lagos Church, Pastor Moses Alu.
De l'église, l'épouse de Christ, Pastor Moïse.
Shalom, sir. You're welcome, sir.
Shalom, shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide.
Shalom, shalom à l'épouse de Christ.
And shalom to this special program put together to help the Bride of Jesus Christ watch for the soon coming of our Lord
Mettre
Jesus Christ.
Pour nous aider pour la regarder
and I'm believing that God will bless us again today.
Shalom,
and shalom to Bright TV crew,
shalom à
and the shalom,
shalom
to all the financiers of this station.
Et shalom à tous les financiers de cette station.
Possible for us.
Il fait ça possible pour nous.
To be together today.
Thank you so much, sir.
Aujourd'hui. Yes.
Okay, sir. I want us to take it from the roots.
Je veux que nous prenions ça de la chair.
We have prosperity anointing.
Nous avons la prospérité.
We have deliverance anointing.
Nous avons l'onction
pour la healing anointing.
L'onction pour la guérison.
Now, for the first time, I'm hearing compelling anointing or compelling grace.
La grâce forcée.
First, what is grace?
Premier, qu'est-ce que la grâce?
Grace is God's mercy.
La grâce est la miséricorde de Dieu.
Expressed.
Amen. Exprimée.
For God so loved the world
Dieu a tant aimé le monde,
that mercy was projected.
La miséricorde était projetée.
He gave us his only begotten
Son. Il nous a donné
while we were yet sinners,
quand nous étions des pécheurs,
so it is unmerited favor.
On ne le méritait pas.
We did not work for it.
On n'a pas parché pour ça.
Of course, grace also means it's a God-given ability.
Bien sûr, la miséricorde est l'habilité de Dieu.
But for the purpose of our salvation,
mais pour notre salut,
grace,
la grâce,
is God's mercy.
Et la miséricorde
expressed.
Exprimée.
And mercy from what?
Et la miséricorde de quoi?
Mercy for what?
La miséricorde pourquoi?
Mercy. Because judgment is coming upon this
Hallelujah.
World.
La miséricorde parce que le jugement vient dans le monde.
He said, "Go and preach the gospel to all nations."
Il va prêcher la parole à toutes les nations.
He who believes and is baptized shall be saved.
Celui qui croit et se baptise sera sauvé.
For God so loved the world,
car Dieu a tant aimé le monde,
that he gave his only begotten Son,
il a donné son fils unique,
that whosoever believeth should not perish.
Celui qui croit en lui ne périt point.
Perish from what?
Ne périt point de quoi?
To have everlasting life.
Mais qui est la vie éternelle?
There is the wrath to come.
Il y a une méchanceté à venir.
The Bible says Christ came to save us from the wrath to come.
Dieu dit que Christ est venu nous sauver.
So when we talk about grace,
quand nous parlons de la grâce,
it appears in various ways.
Ça peut dans plusieurs parties.
All that it is aimed at achieving.
Ce que tu veux achever
is to save you from the destruction that is coming.
Pour nous sauver de la destruction
to save his children from the destruction that is coming upon this world.
De la destruction qui vient.
This world will soon come to an end.
Ce monde va venir à fin.
But before fire will come upon this world,
avant que le feu viendra de ce monde,
there will be a harvesting of his children from the earth.
Il y a un moment de recueil, ce
that temps. Is what we call the rapture.
Hallelujah.
And it is this, that's why it is a timely topic for this episode of Rapture Watch.
C'est un sujet de temps.
So, when your question again,
la question
why point. Compelling?
Yes, sir.
Now. First, let's even put scripture to it. It's in Luke chapter 14.
Luke chapter 14.
From verse 15.
Luke 14, 15.
Let's read it so we get the whole story up to verse 24.
And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things,
un de ceux qui était à la table,
he said unto him,
après avoir vu,
blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God.
Heureux celui qui prendra son repas dans le royaume de Dieu.
Then said he unto him,
et Jésus lui répondit,
a certain man made a great supper and bade many.
Un homme donna un grand souper et il invita beaucoup de gens.
And set his servants at supper time.
À l'heure du souper, il envoya son serviteur dire aux convives,
to say to them that were bidden, come. For all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused.
Excusez-moi, je te prie.
And another said,
un autre dit,
I have married a wife,
je viens de me marier,
and therefore I cannot come.
Et c'est pourquoi je ne peux pas
so
aller.
That servant came and showed his lord this thing.
Et serviteur de retour répond ça à son maître.
Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant,
alors le maître de la maison irrité dit à son serviteur,
go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city.
Va promptement dans la passe et de la rue de la ville.
And bringing hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind.
Et amène ici les pauvres, les outrés et les aveugles.
And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded.
Le serviteur dit, maître, c'est fait comme vous avez ordonné.
And yet there is room.
Et il y a encore de la place.
And the Lord said unto the servant,
le maître dit à son
serviteur, go out into the highways and edges.
Va dans les chemins et les longues haies.
And compel them to come in,
that
my house may be filled.
Que ma maison soit remplie.
For I say unto you, that none of those men which are bidden shall taste of my supper.
Ne goûtera de mon souper.
Compel them to come in.
Wow. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So that's where you see in verse 23, compel.
Amen.
I want you to note that the gospel
l'évangile
was sent to the Jews.
Envoyé aux Juifs.
And the Jews turned it down.
Et les Juifs l'ont rejeté.
So the gospel had to come to the Gentiles.
L'évangile est venu aux Gentils.
But there are two things we want to learn from this parable.
Il y a deux choses à apprendre ici.
It's actually not just a parable. It's a parable to make us understand what is happening.
C'est une parabole pour nous faire comprendre ce qui se passe.
Now that's the condition of the estate of people who have opportunity to hear the gospel.
C'est l'état de ceux qui ont l'opportunité d'entendre l'évangile.
They'll be making younger.
Ils feront des malins.
They'll be giving excuses.
Donc des excuses.
They will allow you.
Va te permettre
to make excuses, whatever you want.
À faire des excuses.
But the time is going to come.
Mais le temps va venir.
While where he will have to compel
you. Il va te forcer.
And this is, I will call it a compelling grace.
Je vais appeler ça la grâce forcée.
It's a compelling grace. So what's your question again?
Okay.
So in this context, what does it mean to compel?
Dans ce contexte, qu'est-ce
que compel is to force someone.
Se compeler, c'est de forcer quelqu'un.
Yes.
To compel is to force.
It's to force you.
C'est de forcer, de te forcer.
To, wow. To do the will of God.
Faire l'œuvre de Dieu.
To force.
Is to
forcer.
Yes.
But
what to constrain you?
To constrain you.
Yes.
But oui. Sir, why will God compel us?
Pourquoi Dieu va nous forcer? Pourquoi Dieu nous force?
First and foremost,
premièrement,
go back again to Luke 14 where we read.
Va yes, encore sir. Dans Luke 14, nous avons lu.
From verse 1 again. Sorry, from verse 15, I mean. Still, I'm
verset
sorry.
15,
and when one of them that sat at meat with him,
that's
heard
where
this
I'm going.
Things,
yes.
Et quand l'un d'eux qui s'assit avec
lui, said table, unto him,
il a dit,
blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God.
Uh-huh.
Et celui qui prendra
then said he unto him,
now listen, now verse 16 is my emphasis.
Verset 16 est mon
emphasis. A certain man made a great supper and bade many.
Un homme donna un grand souper et avait
which
beaucoup.
Meal did he prepare?
Quel souper il a préparé?
Now what is supper?
Quel est le souper?
Night food. Night food.
It's the evening food.
Le manger du soir.
The food you eat at the ending of the day.
La nourriture que tu manges à la fin du jour.
The food you eat before you go to bed.
La nourriture que tu manges avant de te dormir.
Is called supper.
Appelé le souper.
And remember that in Matthew 24,
que Matthieu 24,
verse 28,
verset 28.
What did he say?
For wheresoever the carcass is,
that is the food.
There will the eagles be gathered together.
The eagles will eat it. We are likened to be eagles. Where the fresh food is, there they gather.
C'est là on se rejoint.
So God himself prepared the food, the salvation meal.
Il a préparé la nourriture du salut.
In the evening.
Au soir.
That is the last supper before the day will end.
La dernière soupe avant que la journée va se terminer.
It is in the evening.
C'est dans le soir.
Where the carcass is now is in the evening.
Où les cadavres sont, c'est dans le soir. Mm.
According to this parable.
À propos de ce parable.
Am I correct?
Est-ce que je suis correct?
We also have the latter rain.
Nous avons aussi le temps de l'attente.
The latter rain is the rain before the harvest.
La dernière pluie est la pluie avant que nous recueillions.
We also have the evening light.
Nous avons aussi la lumière du soir.
The evening,
le soir,
in Zechariah 14 verse 7, at evening there shall be light.
Zechariah 14, il y aura la lumière dans le soir.
Just before the day will end,
jusqu'avant que le jour va se terminer,
there will be a revival.
Il y a une revival. Amen.
There is a message.
Il y a un message.
And I want you to note.
Je veux que vous notez.
Because you're asking why compelling.
Parce que tu te demandes pourquoi forcer.
Because the breakfast,
parce que la nourriture,
is different from
dinner, supper.
Parce que le petit déjeuner est différent du souper.
And if it is a revival,
si c'est une revival,
then the beginning revival, the morning revival, which is
matin,
the revival that starts the day,
le revival qui commence sur le jour,
Acts of Apostles. Day of Pentecost. And the gospel went on. And it's been going on for the past 2,000 years. It is going to end.
Ça va se terminer.
But the morning meal is different from the evening meal.
Le manger du matin est différent de le manger
the morning revival is different from the evening revival.
Différent de l'arrivée du soir.
The morning revival can be eaten.
La revue du jour peut être mangée.
You will enjoy it because it's a lot of time. The day is still gone.
Il y a plus de temps.
But by the time you come to the evening,
pour le temps que tu viens au soir,
it is a different type of gospel.
C'est une différente évangile.
The morning gospel is different from evening gospel.
Le jour de l'évangile est différent du soir de l'évangile.
The morning, therefore, the time of the day,
le temps du jour,
determines how the revival will go.
Comment le
I don't know if you understand
this.
You see, why the evening, why the compelling?
Pendant que la forcée,
because there is no more time.
Parce qu'il n'y a plus de temps.
So those whose names are written in the book of life
will
have to be compelled.
Ça doit forcer.
The day is ending.
Le jour se termine.
Destruction is on the way coming.
La destruction arrive.
You will notice it. The story of Lot, the angels.
L'ange.
Maybe we should read it so that people will understand. Genesis chapter 19.
Genesis 14.
From verse 9.
Genesis 19, okay. Verse 9.
The story of Lot, you mean?
De Lot.
And they said, stand back.
Indeed,
those two angels, see now.
Ces deux anges,
this is where I'm going.
Où je vais.
You know, they were let's finish reading.
Continuons de lire.
And they said, start back.
Il dit, retire-toi.
And they said again.
Il dit,
that is when they came, and then these sodomites were seeing them. Fine, handsome men came,
garçon,
and then they were going to lust after them. And Lot kept persuading them, please leave them. These are strangers. He didn't even know who they were.
Il ne savait même pas qui
they are strangers. Why did you do this to them?
Pourquoi tu vas le faire,
and then this is what they were telling Lot.
Voilà ce qu'il
disait and they said again,
il dit encore,
this one fellow came into sojourn,
celui-ci sont venus,
and he will needs be a judge.
Et il vient ce jour.
Now will we deal what we did and with them?
Et bien, nous te
they were threatening Lot.
And
they pressed so upon the man, even Lot,
avec la violence,
and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and put Lot into the house to them.
Can you see the compelling?
Shut to the door.
Can you see the compelling?
Est-ce que tu peux voir la force?
They pulled him with the held him at the hand and pulled him. Go on.
And shut to the door.
Uh-huh.
And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness,
uh-huh,
both small and great,
uh-huh,
so that they wearied themselves to find the door.
Go on.
And the men said unto Lot,
Has
thou here any besides,
uh-huh,
son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord has sent us to destroy it.
Uh-huh.
And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place. For the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law.
Uh-huh.
And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot.
What did he say?
Saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters.
The Bible says the angel hastened. Hurry, 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 hurry.
Take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered,
now this is where you see the compelling grace.
The man laid hold upon his hand.
While he was lingering, the man laid hold upon his hand.
And upon the hand of his wife.
Including the wife. Hold,
and upon the hand of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful unto him.
Oh my, that's the compelling grace. Mercy, mercy.
And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass when they had brought him forth abroad, that he said, escape for the life. Look not behind thee. Neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain. Lest thou be consumed.
So they held him by the hand
and
dragged him out of a city that was going to be destroyed. The Lord was gracious to
Lord.
Hallelujah. That is the compelling grace.
Amen.
Because destruction is coming. Now that is that of Lot.
That's for Lot.
Now, but we also have Israel.
Nous avons aussi
Israel, a perfect example.
Nous avons aussi Israel, perfect example.
Now, Israel from AD 70.
Maintenant, Israël de AD 70.
Were dispersed and went into slavery.
Étaient dispersés, ils sont partis dans l'esclavage.
Being the days of vengeance.
Pour le temps de la vengeance.
For what they did to the Lord, they rejected him.
À ce qu'ils ont fait à Dieu, ils l'ont rejeté.
They killed him.
Tué.
And they put a curse upon themselves.
Ils ont mis une malédiction sur
Let
eux-mêmes.
His blood be upon him and the children.
AD
70. They were scattered. All over Europe. And the rest of the world. But the same prophecy.
La même prophétie,
prophecy by the Lord.
Le prophétie par Dieu,
said. When he has finished dealing with them.
Quand il va finir de les,
he will gather them back to the land.
Il va les ramener dans la ville.
And when it was time for him to drag them back to their land, these are people who had enjoyed their life now settled in Europe.
Les gens qui ont enjoyé leur vie,
they had forgotten that they are strangers and pilgrims out there.
Qu'ils étaient les étrangers là-bas.
They were enjoying prosperity gospel.
Dans la prospérité.
They were enjoying and all the life there
in the diaspora.
And, but it was time to come.
Mais c'était temps pour revenir.
God was going to use two means
of
bringing them.
Aller ramener.
We see that in Jeremiah 16, verse 14 to verse 17.
Jeremiah 16, verse 14. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord.
Voilà les jours à venir, dit le Ténèbres.
Jeremiah 16, verse 14, yes.
That it shall no more be said.
Ne le dira plus.
The Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt.
Because the story was always how they came out of Egypt. How they came out
Parce
of Egypt.
Because
they came out in a very special way.
Parce qu'ils ont quitté dans les
now the story is going to change. Verse 15.
But the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north.
Mais on dira, l'Éternel vit lui qui a fait montrer les enfants d'Israël.
And from all the lands whither he had driven them.
Et dans tous les pays qui les enlevaient.
And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers.
That is the prophecy.
That is the prophecy.
C'est la prophétie. He drove them out of their land in
1870.
He will bring them back.
Va les ramener.
Okay, and when the time for this will be fulfilled,
et quand le temps pour ça pour se manifester,
behold, I will send for many fishers.
When it came, say, how will he do it?
Voici, j'envoie des multitudes de
pêcheurs. Behold, I will send for many fishers,
uh-huh.
Say
the Lord. De pêcheurs, dit l'Éternel.
And they shall fish them.
They will, there are two things he will do. He will send for fishers to fish them.
Uh-huh. And after will I send for many
after
hunters.
After again he will send for hunters.
And they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill. And out of the holes of the rock.
Number 17.
For my eyes are upon all their ways.
Uh-huh.
They are not hid from my face.
Then
there is an iniquity hid from my eyes.
So you know a fisherman will go to fish with bait. He uses tricks
avec des
to catch the fish.
Pour attraper les poissons.
But a hunter
mais un chasseur
points and kills.
Il utilise le pistolet pour tuer.
He will see the target and shoot straight.
Il va voir son prix, il va le tuer.
But the fisher will use tricks.
Mais un pêcheur va utiliser des manières.
Now, When the time was drawing near, the date was drawing near for him.
Pour venir,
the appointed time was drawing near for Israel to go back to her land.
Le temps pour que Israël revint dans son pays.
The Spirit of the Lord came, raised up a few of the Jews.
L'Esprit de Dieu a relevé quelques Juifs.
Who formed a movement known as the Zionist movement.
Qui ont formé un mouvement known as the Zion
movement. Suddenly the awareness came upon them.
Tout à coup,
that they are strangers here. They should go back to their home.
That they should go back to the land. Qui vont dans les maisons, dans les pays.
They use all the tricks. Offer them money to go and buy land. Offer them houses built for them.
Donner des maisons.
Some will agree.
L'un des vont agree.
But some were making excuses.
Donc vont donner des excuses.
Because they didn't want to go back. They were comfortable
parce qu'ils
in slavery.
Pas partir. Ils étaient confortables dans les esclaves.
But the word of the Lord must come to pass.
La parole de Dieu doit se manifester.
And the date was getting closer.
Et le jour venait près.
The appointed time was getting closer.
Le temps venait près.
God himself
Dieu lui-même
decided to use hunter.
A utilisé des chasseurs.
And that is what you see during the Holocaust.
C'est ce que vous voyez pendant l'Holocauste.
And all that they suffered.
Et tout ce qu'ils ont souffert.
During the Holocaust period.
Pendant
millions of Jews died.
Millions de Juifs sont morts.
It was the way they ill-treated this group of people.
De manière qu'ils ont traité ce genre de
passing them through the gas chamber.
Passer sur les gaz de chambre.
Using them for all manner of dehumanizing
things. Pour toute manière d'humanité.
Starving them.
You know, start,
crampling them in detention camps. And all unspeakable things
et les choses qu'on ne peut même pas parler.
Till Jesus comes,
Jésus vient,
the Jews will never forget
les Juifs ne l'oublieront
jamais. And that is why he said, you will not be talking about how they left Egypt.
C'est pas, ils ne parleront plus comment ils vont quitter l'Égypte.
You will now be talking about,
ils vont parler maintenant,
you know, what happened when they were to come back.
Quand ils ont de revenir.
And when that came up by 1947-48, the whole attention of the world was called upon
l'attention
them.
Du monde était appelée à
it eux. Was a move of God.
C'était un mouvement de Dieu.
And then the United Nations made that proclamation,
les États-Unis ont fait une proclamation
declaring them a state
état
and returning them to their land.
Ils allaient les retourner dans leur ville.
So that action of hunter,
ces actions des chasseurs,
is the evening gospel.
C'est l'évangile du soir.
It is a no-nonsense gospel.
Ce n'est pas de manière de
l'évangile. God will force you.
Dieu va te forcer.
To come back.
De revenir.
To his perfect will. Concerning your salvation.
À propos
wow.
du salut.
Yes. This is very interesting, sir.
C'est vraiment intéressant.
Thank
monsieur.
You so much.
Merci
so,
beaucoup.
Please, sir, I still want to know.
Yes.
This compelling grace, yes. Is it just for salvation?
Grâce
is service included?
C'est juste pour le salut? Ou pour le service.
I said to fulfill his purpose.
Il dit pour accomplir son œuvre.
It is both for salvation.
C'est pour le salut.
And for service.
Et pour le service.
So compelling anointing, compelling grace is both for salvation.
Yes.
Grâce au forcé pour le salut.
For and
et
you
pour
know
le
what?
Service.
God can also compel you.
Dieu peut te forcer.
To do something so that he can bless you.
Amen. Que je puisse te bénir. Amen.
I love that.
J'aime ça.
That is God's mercy. Projected.
Can you give an example, sir?
So, for which one?
For that of service and for blessing. You have shown us salvation. In Christ.
Yes.
Now let's see service and let's see blessing also.
No, let's
use Jonah.
Utilisons Jonah.
Jonah was told to go to Nineveh.
Nineveh.
He refused.
Il a refusé.
The story of Jonah.
L'histoire de Jonah
is the story of everyone that will refuse to serve God. God wants to use you.
Dieu veut t'utiliser, tu refuses.
What he will do is what he did to Jonah.
Ce qu'il va te faire, c'est ce qu'il a fait à Jonah.
Jonah decided instead of going to Nineveh, he went to Tarshish.
Jonah a décidé, au lieu de partir au Nineveh, il est parti au Tarshish.
Away from Nineveh.
Hors de Nineveh.
For whatever reason, he refused to go.
Quelque raison qu'il a refusé.
But God compelled him.
Et Dieu l'a forcé.
Why didn't God use another person?
Pourquoi Dieu n'a pas utilisé une autre personne?
Because you cannot strive with your maker.
Parce que tu ne peux pas te lutter contre ton
so
créateur.
So God compelled Job.
Dieu a forcé
the
Job.
Ship he entered. God raised storm to sink that ship.
Il a élevé une tempête pour mouiller cette.
Even when they confronted Jonah.
Même qu'ils l'ont confronté.
Jonah was ready to die instead of going to do something.
Jonah était prêt de mourir. Il voulait pas faire les œuvres de Dieu.
He told them, throw me inside the water.
Il dit jette-moi dans l'eau.
Instead of saying okay, divert to Nineveh and drop
me. Il a dit que de me déposer à Nineveh.
But God was waiting there with
the
mouth was open, they just entered inside.
La bouche était ouverte, il est rentré dedans.
And he was there, he started repenting.
Et c'est le moment qu'il repentait.
And at the end, he still went and delivered the message.
À la fin, il a délivré le message.
The fish took him to Nineveh.
Le poisson l'a repris à Nineveh.
The fish took him to Nineveh.
Le poisson l'a repris à Nineveh.
If you will not go by ship to Nineveh,
pas en bateau,
you will use trouble and go to Nineveh. So it's a perfect example.
Thank you, sir.
And the example for compelling you
to be blessed.
I have seen here, even in the ministry,
ici dans le ministère,
you know, why we are God chained people.
Dieu a enchaîné des gens.
He'll tell you all that you have, that you should. I think one of the clips you see there,
it's
only 1,000 I have. He said, I should put all. If I put all, what will I use to go home?
Qu'est-ce que je vais prendre pour la maison?
A blessing is about to come.
Une bénédiction veut
but
venir.
That blessing cannot come unless an offering
ne va
is
pas
made.
Venir sans qu'une offrande se relâche pas.
So God will compel him.
Dieu va te forcer.
Compel her.
Veut la forcer.
To give all you have.
Pour donner ce
so
qu'elle
that
a.
Your prayer will be answered.
Pour que ta prière soit répondue.
That's it. He said that I should bring the money that I came with. That's the only money I have. If I give it, we don't have money again to feed. And he said, I should bring all of them to this place.
Hey! Are you people hearing her? He said, you should bring all the money you have.
That's the only money I came with, and that's what I have in life. He said, I should bring it.
All the money you have in life. And he said, you should bring it and drop it at the altar. And then,
I can't go back now if I bring it.
If you bring.
I want to go to my chair.
Oh, the offering, call.
I will bring it.
Eh?
I will bring it.
You will bring it.
Yes, sir.
Do you think our God is wicked?
No.
Say, Jesus, have mercy on me.
God, have mercy.
I say, Jesus, have mercy on me.
Jesus Christ, have mercy on me.
He will answer you now. Say it again.
Jesus, have mercy on me.
That means God is interested in that offering. Online donation to the sister that is giving all the money she has for offering. Wow. Sister Kate from France, 5,000. Sister Gift Nonsa from Spain, 10,000. Brother Bonnie from Niger State. You have already gotten 25,000. Let me give you. You are God from beginning. Yes.
Oui.
Wow, thank you so much.
It can frustrate your business.
Peut te frustrer ton business.
Frustrate your life.
Peut frustrer ta vie.
Frustrate your marriage.
Peut frustrer ton mariage.
Even frustrate your health.
Frustrer ton ta santé.
Until you do what he wants you to do.
Jusqu'à ce que tu fais ce qu'il veut faire.
So that blessing can come to you.
Que cette bénédiction vienne.
So many examples.
Plusieurs exemples.
It's very clear, sir.
C'est vraiment clair, monsieur.
Because we want to understand this grace properly. I still want to ask another question.
Yes.
Does this not override our self-will or choice?
Est-ce que ça ne soumet pas notre volonté, notre choix?
Non.
No.
The free will of choice is concerning your life.
La volonté.
But when you are to fit into the will of God,
et quand tu veux partir dans le
it is
de
no
Dieu,
longer you.
Ce n'est plus toi
it
maintenant.
It is now God.
C'est maintenant Dieu.
For he is the potter.
Parce que c'est
you
le
are
porteur.
The clay. And he created you for his purpose.
Et t'a créé pour sa
remember the Bible says,
la Bible dit,
all things work together for good.
Toutes choses au travail
to them that love
Dieu,
God,
pour ceux qui aiment
and
Dieu,
to them who are they called according to His
et
purpose.
Pour ceux qu'ils ont appelés pour son œuvre.
You are called according to God's purpose.
Appelé pour l'œuvre de Dieu.
The songwriter said, "For He has created all things,
qu'il a créé tout,
and for Your pleasure they
plaisir,
are and we are created."
Ils sont bien créés.
He's a sovereign God.
un Dieu de souverain.
So you have your will, but he also has his will.
Il a aussi son œuvre.
And our will is supposed to be buried in his will.
Et notre œuvre doit être dans son
œuvre. Because in teaching us to pray,
parce qu'il nous apprend à prier,
one of the things he said we should pray,
une chose qu'il nous dit à prier,
thy will be done on
earth, ton œuvre soit faite
dans cette terre,
comme s'il est au ciel.
And his will,
et son œuvre,
will be done on earth through you.
Sera fait en tête
and
à
you
toi.
Want to make some and the time is going,
et le temps passe,
he will compel.
Il va te forcer.
So in other words, in the area of salvation, he can only compel those whose names are in the book of life.
Il va forcer ceux que les gens sont écrits dans le livre de la
vie. Those whose names are in the book of life.
Exactement, ceux qui les noms sont
écrits. So no time to waste.
Okay, that listens to what I wanted to ask you. It's compelling because time is going.
Because time is no more. That's why it's always in the evening.
Okay.
But is it that by his foreknowledge, he already knows that if there was enough time, they would accept it?
No, it's not about that.
N'est pas pour ça.
Well, there are various ways
il y a plusieurs manières
of getting his children.
Attraper ses enfants.
One of them
l'un d'eux
is by persuasion.
By une persuasion.
Another way
persuader
is using trouble.
C'est utiliser des problèmes.
I came to Christ using trouble.
Je suis venu à Christ et tu parles des problèmes.
There is an state of frustration you get.
Un état de frustration que tu vas
then you cannot listen to him and yield to him.
Compelled you.
He has compelled you. That's what
I think I understand you, sir.
Yes.
Okay, sir. So concerning your will is still subject to his purpose in your life.
Ton œuvre est sujeté à son œuvre.
But and you say this compelling is just an end time move.
It
is because there's no more time.
Parce qu'il n'y a plus de temps.
And that is why those of us that have been given the end time message, we have received the end time message.
Nous avons reçu la fin
it goes with an end time anointing.
Ça va avec une
and that end time anointing is a compelling anointing.
Et c'est la fin du temps, c'est
you will not find peace unless you do what God wants you to do.
Pas la paix jusqu'à tu fais ce que Dieu va te dire de faire.
And that is the unusual anointing you see in Bride Assembly Church and all the churches that are connected to
toutes les églises qui est connecté à nous.
You won't find peace until you do what God wants you to do.
Exactly.
Okay.
Ce que Dieu veut que tu fais.
Okay, boss, let me conclude this way. Or two more questions.
Permets-moi de venir comme ça.
How far can God go?
He will go as far as
jusqu'à quel point que Dieu peut partir.
Enough to break you down to say, okay, I agree.
Il ira jusqu'au point qu'il peut te casquer que tu vas.
See how far he went with Job.
Regarde jusqu'à quel point il est parti
avec
Jonah.
Until he sent him to the mouth of the
fish. Jusqu'à il a envoyé à la bouche du poisson.
There he now repented.
C'est là où il a répondu.
He can bring sickness upon you.
Il peut envoyer la maladie.
He can go as far as taking you almost to the point of death.
Il peut aller jusqu'au point de te tuer.
Poverty.
La pauvreté.
Prison yard.
Le prison.
You know, he can break down your business. That is anything that is stopping you from listening to him, he will take it away. And if it is your wife or your husband that is you are leaning on, that's why you won't listen to God. He will cause the wife or the husband to die. That is how far he can go. He troubled the ship that Jonah was.
Il a secoué le bateau que
and
Jonah
they were going to perish.
Et ils vont périr.
He can even frustrate the business of the person that you are working with.
Il peut frustrer le business des personnes
until you get out of that place.
Qu'est-ce que tu quittes là-bas?
That is how far God can go.
C'est jusqu'au point qu'il peut aller.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Finally, should we include in our prayers that God should compel us?
Est-ce que nous pouvons mettre dans
notre prière? You don't pray for it. It is the revival fire.
Ne prie pas pour ça. C'est un feu de revivre.
The time is too short.
Le temps est trop court.
You don't pray that it should compel you.
Ne prie pas qu'il te force.
No. It is those who don't want to listen to the gospel that he compels.
C'est ceux qui ne veulent pas entendre l'évangile qui le force.
So you're already with him.
Tu es déjà avec lui.
So thank God that you didn't come by compulsion.
Remercie-le que tu n'es pas venu par force.
Yes. So you don't pray that prayer, Lord, compel me. It's all just a warning.
Je dis pas que Dieu force moi. C'est juste un
that if you don't yield, he
si
will compel
me. Pas, il va te forcer.
Amen.
So you better yield to the gospel.
Thank you so very much, sir.
Yes.
Any other thing for us before we round off, sir?
What you should do to avoid the compelling grace.
Ce que tu dois faire pour éviter la grâce forcée, c'est soumettre.
Like we see how in Acts chapter 9, the experience of Paul. Paul was compelled.
L'expérience de Paul. Paul était
That's
forcé.
Why he said necessity is laid upon me to preach the gospel.
Pourquoi la nécessité était sur moi pour prêcher l'évangile?
Because the necessity there is now. There's a compulsion. There's an anointing that he has no rest
Parce
until he does the work
c'est,
of God.
C'est forcé. Il n'a plus de repos.
Verse 3. What did he say in Acts chapter 9?
And as he journeyed.
Et quand il continuait,
he came near Damascus.
Il s'approcha de Damas.
And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven.
Et tout à coup une lumière replantit du ciel.
And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him.
Et étant tombé par terre, il entendit une voix qui lui disait.
Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said.
Et il répondit.
Who art thou, Lord?
Qui es-tu, Seigneur?
And the Lord said.
Et le Seigneur lui dit.
I am Jesus whom thou persecutest.
Je suis Jésus que vous persécutez.
It is hard for thee to kick against the prince.
Now listen, verse
6.
And he trembling. And
et
astonished, said, Lord,
effrayé, dit, Seigneur,
what would thou have me to do?
Again, what did Paul say?
Lord, qu'il a dit?
What would thou have me
Seigneur,
to do?
That is the scripture. That's the statement I'm looking for.
C'est le prononcement que j'attends.
When you begin to feel that compulsion, that compelling
sentir cette force,
power on you.
Cette puissance forte,
frustration all around you.
La frustration tout
and
autour
you
de
get
toi,
to know this is God.
Et tu viens savoir que c'est Dieu.
Because
parce
you
que
cannot kick against the pricks.
Tu ne peux pas briser contre l'aiguillon.
That's what the Lord told Paul.
C'est ce que Dieu a dit à Paul.
You are just to ask, Lord, what will you have me do?
Tu vas lui demander, que veux-tu que je fasse,
He
Seigneur?
Wants you to do something.
Il veut que tu fasses quelque chose.
Lord,
Seigneur,
what will you have me to do? Yield yourself.
Soumets-toi.
Let him have his way.
Alors qu'il prend son temps.
Obey him.
Obey-le.
If not, it will be rough with you.
Donc, ce serait rubis
For
avec toi.
It shall not be well with the wicked.
Parce qu'il ne serait pas bon avec le méchant.
And woe to him that striveth with his maker.
Malheur à celui qui lui traverse.
I love the way Isaiah put it in Isaiah chapter. Isaiah 45 verse 9.
Isaiah 45.
Woe unto him that striveth with his maker.
Qui conteste avec son créateur.
When he say woe, that is, you will suffer.
Quand il dit malheur, il dit que tu vas souffrir.
Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth.
Va parmi les vases de terre.
Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it?
Que fais-tu?
What makest thou?
Que feras-tu?
Or thy work, he hath no hands.
Et ton œuvre, il n'y a point de main.
So what are you to do? You are just to yield.
Qu'est-ce
to
que
God.
Tu dois faire? Tu dois te soumettre à Dieu.
Serve-le
sans condition.
Thank you.
Merci.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you so very much, sir.
Merci beaucoup, monsieur.
The Lord loves his bride.
Dieu aime son épouse.
And this grace is only among the bride of Christ.
Oh, cette yes. grâce est seulement avec l'épouse de Christ.
Indeed, we are special people.
Vraiment, nous sommes des gens spéciaux.
A big thank you to this doctor of divinity.
Un remerciement de ce docteur de divinité.
For teaching us his divine studies.
Nous apprendre cette étude divine.
And a big thank you to all sponsors of the bride.
I prefer. You call me a big thank you. You will have said a big thank
Le
you for
que tu dit
this Issachar brother.
fils Issachar.
This Issachar brother.
Frère Issachar. Okay,
remember
rappelle
who
toi,
they
rappelle
are.
Toi.
Yes, sir.
Qui ils sont.
Read it again.
First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32.
Yes.
Premier Chronicle.
First Chronicles 12:32.
1 Chronicle 12:22.
On of the children of Issachar,
et aux enfants d'Issachar,
which were men that had understanding of the times.
Qui ont l'intelligence du temps.
They were men that had understanding of the times. I am able to know that we are in the evening.
Ils sont des gens qui ont la compréhension
du temps.
Je vous sais que
nous sommes le soir.
C'est le temps de manger le souper.
To know what Israel ought to do.
Pour savoir ce que devait faire Israël.
That is why I am here now.
C'est pourquoi je suis ici maintenant.
We know what the church ought to do
Nous
at this
savons ce
hour.
Que l'Église doit faire en ce moment.
The heads of them were 200.
And what happens?
200 chefs.
And all their brethren were at their commandment.
Et leurs frères sont à leurs ordres.
As an Issachar brother, not a doctor of the
Adresse-moi comme un fils d'Issachar.
Okay, big thank you to our Isaka brother,
un grand recensement à un frère Isaka,
defender and a contender for the faith.
Un défendeur, un contendeur de la foi.
No, no, don't call me Isaka brother.
Non, non,
c'est le son of Isaka.
Ne m'appelle pas un frère d'Isaka. Appelle-moi un fils.
A big thank you to to this son of Issachar.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Fils d'Issachar,
the son of Issachar,
and this contender for
the faith. I am from the tribe of Issachar.
Hallelujah.
The bride of Jesus Christ.
L'épouse de Christ.
Spiritual Issachar family.
Not the spiritual Issachar.
Because the mystery of redemption is revealed only to them.
They
alone have the wisdom.
Eux seuls ont la sagesse.
They have the word.
Ils ont la parole.
That will make them wise unto salvation.
Ils vont les faire sages par le salut.
This is who we are, the bride.
C'est ce que nous sommes, l'épouse de Christ.
There is a unity between the bride and
unité avec l'épouse, avec l'esprit.
The bridegroom.
Amen.
The bride. And the spirit say, come, come.
L'époux et l'esprit dit, viens.
Unity. God bless you.
L'unité.
Thank you.
Merci, merci, merci.
Keep watching the bride.
Continuez à regarder la bride TV.
God bless you.
Et Dieu vous bénisse.